The UW-Madison is one of several institutions that's been breeding new varieties of foods. The researchers have been using part of publicly available cells called germplasm. UW Horticulture Professor Erwin Goldman says he and his team have been working on two new types of carrot, including one called sovereign.
And seed sovereignty really is a phrase that sort of cuts to the heart of what we're trying to do, and that is that seeds could be kept free and used by the people who need them most.
Goldman says typically the UW would license the varieties he helps create. But Goldman says the university has agreed to allow some seeds to be part of the Open Source Seed Initiative. UW environmental sociology professor Jack Kloppenberg says people who take a pledge at a ceremony today in Madison will promise to keep seeds and plant derivatives in the public domain. Kloppenberg says that's where greater variety is needed.
What we need for a productive agriculture, for a sustainable agriculture, to meet the challenges of helping the world to feed itself and to respond to the climate changes coming on, is to unlock all the creativity.
UW Plant Genetics graduate student Claire Luby is working on the seed initiative. She's optimistic that corporations won't rule everything.
There's always been an attempt to control seed, and then there's always been the current that underlies that and the sharing that goes on between farmers and between plant breeders.
The seed initiative is partly inspired by sharing in the open source computer software community. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.